Pig and Whistle, Tales from Azeroth. As always, here at the Pig and Whistle Inn in Stormwind, I go for a variety of subjects with regards to World of Warcraft. I grab a bottle or a pint, sit back and enjoy. This episode, we'll be going over a few bits and bobs, such as Cataclysm Classic, the new event that has been hinted at by Blizzard, I'd say. Hinted? Yeah, hinted. They gave no real information on it, but I'll go for it anyway. And a few other bits and bobs. But as always, we start on with the weekly news. And the world bosses for this week are Strunran, Zakali Elders, and Aerostar. Located within Onaran Plains, the Zarlak Caverns, and Emerald Dream. Warlords of Draenor Time Walking Dungeon is your bonus event. So if you want anything from Warlords of Draenor, then be sure to use your Time Walking tokens to buy said mounts, pets, reputation, etc., etc. Deepwing Dunk is your brawl for the week. This is where you pick up one of three orbs and you have to take it to the opposition's base and essentially dunk it into their base like a basketball or throw it in. Dunking obviously gives a few more points or score. Volcanic, Sanguine, and Tyrannical are your mythic affixes for the week. Volcanic, there's small little volcanoes on the ground. Move away from them. You don't want to be hit by them, come on. Sanguine, when a mob dies, you simply want to move them out of the pool of blood that's on the floor. And as a player, don't stand in it. You know, it's one of them very simple mechanics where you just don't want to stand in it, please. It would help out the healers a lot. And Tyrannical, the bosses and the mobs that they spawn have increased health and damage. So bring a talent build that can accommodate for that. So where do we start off with? I'm going to start off with the content update that arrives next to reset. So the 20th of March, I believe that's NA, so it'll be 21st for EU. Let me just double check. No, 20th is the Wednesday. Okay, so it might just arrive Wednesday for everyone. Okay, that's actually really good. I like that. I like that we get it on the same day. But yes, nevertheless, next week we will be getting this hidden 10.2.6 content update. Now, they've said absolutely nothing with regards to it. It has a pirate flag. That's it. What they have said is this. This is an official Blizzard forum. Mark your calendar for 20th of March when the 10.2.6 content update goes live with a bold new limited time event. You won't want to miss out on the fun. It's important to note that Dragonflight Season 4 will go live several weeks after the release of 10.2.6 content update. For heroes working towards Amidrasil's feats of strength, you'll need to obtain Ahead of the Curve Farrakh the Blazing before Season 4 begins and the achievement is no longer able to earn. We look forward to sharing more about the adventures ahead. Stay tuned to the official World of Warcraft site to learn more and what's in store. So, this is the only information that we have. We still have nothing on it whatsoever. Now, the 8-hour maintenance that happened this previous week, gone by, was most likely to be updating this for it. That was also most likely to be updating for Cataclysm Beta for a lot of people. A lot of people got the beta this week. Yeah, there was a lot that they had to do this week in terms of the server shutdown and the weekly reset, I would imagine. So, what is it? No one knows. No one knows, no data mining has happened, but essentially it's a little pirate flag. And when you go onto this, like, the Blizzard sort of post, all it has in the background is a blurry version of what I believe to be Freehold. From what I see, it's a lot of pirate stuff. Now, it looks like Freehold where you go into that little section where there's like the Ring of Blood in quotations, part of the dungeon. And I wonder if it's something to do with that, but I wouldn't imagine so because that's already in the game. Maybe it is just like a tournament. Maybe it's something to do with that. Maybe actually it's like the Gladiator Sanctum. So, back in Warlords of Draenor, what you had was all of these different buildings that you could build within your garrison, one of them being the Gladiator Sanctum. And what the Gladiator Sanctum offered was quests, titles, and there was something that you could queue up for, which was a kind of free-for-all gladiatorial arena. And this put 20 people in a ring, and essentially it was last man standing wins. So I wonder if they're bringing that back, because that is still in the game, but to sign up for it and have 20 people sign up for it, it's almost impossible right now because people don't sign up for it. It's a level 3 garrison like item thing that you have to do, and people just don't go back to their garrisons enough, to be honest with you. So it's like a feature that's not been used properly in years, which is a bit of a shame because I think that that's really fun to do alongside maybe like solo shuffle queue pops, something like that. And it would be nice for PvP to maybe get, you know, a little carrot every now and again for something like this. I think it would be quite enjoyable. But I would imagine it's a whole sort of thing for PvEers and PvPers, maybe. Probably more so PvEers, let's face it. PvP doesn't really get much as a bonus event. They kind of get screwed over with it, I'm not going to lie. But either way, I'm hoping that it will be good. I'm hoping the content update will stay there for about a couple months. Now, I say a couple months because they obviously said that in the post that Season 4 will go live several weeks after the release of 10.2.6. Several weeks. So, on average, you'd say it's probably anywhere between 4 on the lower end. I think that's where several starts. It's 4 or 5. And then, like, to 9... Because I think when you get to 10, you get into the teens of weeks, don't you? So I would imagine it's anywhere between that. So 1 to 2 months after this, what that would mean is you're looking at a late April, but maybe end of May release for Season 4, which is kind of rough, I'm not gonna lie. That means that Season 3 would have been out for several months nearly. I think if I remember correctly, it came out in November 23, like this season. So, yeah, that's kind of rough. But what does that mean for The War Within? Now, if you get that patch, like Season 4, late May, and they're looking at a summer release-ish, you're looking at pre-patch maybe in July, and then you're looking at maybe in August or September release for The War Within. Which, I do have to say, is still better than what we usually get for a expansion release. An expansion release is usually around, you know, the October/November, even December time. So it's still better than that, and they're looking to do this yearly. So September next year, they might have, you know, the second expansion released. I believe that's what I got from BlizzCon anyway. They're looking to release these expansions, essentially, a lot quicker than usual. So hopefully we'll be seeing that within the next coming years. But, yeah, we're just going to have to stick out the Dragonflight Season 3 a bit longer, guys. As for the content that they've released, like, it started off perfectly with the Dragonflight stuff, but it did slow down, and I'm hoping that The War Within will be very good for content. I'm hoping that's what they're putting all of their effort into, and maybe like the beta or the alpha for The War Within, which, by the way, after this content patch, I'm pretty sure it is The War Within alpha. I do have to just double check that, but that would be really, really good if we do manage to see the alpha of The War Within. What is it, the roadmap, isn't it? Yeah, the roadmap, I'm pretty sure. Map. Let's see. Yes, you have, after this patch... Oh my god! Wait, hold up. Okay. So yes, Season 4 is late May, I would have thought. Okay? Late May from what we've gathered, several weeks after. Before that is The War Within Alpha, apparently. So you have about a month and a half to 2 months where there can be an alpha of The War Within. And that would be amazing to see. That would be really amazing to see.
Let's take a quick break. Ever thought modern video games should be more interesting? At the Gaming Blender, we take randomized genres, mechanics, and make a new game every episode.
I've added permadeath.
We have a survival game of a hardcore simulation, which could be House Flipper, and with the permadeath of XCOM, then that all has to be an action adventure.
Yes.
Ooh, dear.
Yes.
And sometimes it doesn't quite work.
And you have a construction off over the course of the narrative.
A construction off? The way we can do this is that we ditch your idea entirely.
Entirely.
Check out the Gaming Blender on all your favourite podcast platforms now.
Just so that we can see how far along it is, to be honest. Because, yeah, the Hero Talents are coming out, but we're not seeing all of them yet. They did want to test out most of the Hero Talents before they got to the alpha, but I don't know if that's going to be possible. They might do a massive dump of Hero Talents after this patch drops, the 10.2.6, and then we'll be ready for the alpha, but who knows? Maybe one or two zones will be ready for the alpha client, but I'm really excited to see that. I hope that it's in a decent state. I really, really do hope that it's in a decent state, and I would like to just know how far along we are with it. As for the other part of World of Warcraft, almost going back in time, we are looking at a Cataclysm beta currently. Now, I was one of the fortunate souls enough to be allowed access to the beta, and I've got to say, it's looking pretty good. Like, now, obviously, I'm about to say something that's going to contradict that. But what I did, essentially, last week there was no Worgen and no Goblins on the Cataclysm beta client. This week, when I entered the beta client, there were Worgen and Goblins. So I thought, okay, I don't really want to play a Worgen, but I'll test them out for the sake of the beta. So pretty much the entire zone of the Worgen is flawless. I couldn't find any flaws in it, but there are a couple very big ones. So, as you are questing through the Worgen starting zone, you get to a point where about 20 minutes into leveling, your character's helping around this small town. And the small town involves it being invaded by the Forsaken. And after a few quests, essentially the Forsaken destroy the land. They destroy the ground, and essentially it's swallowed up by the ocean. Now, the problem with this was that there was no ocean. So you walk out, and because you hand in a quest down in a basement of a building, so you don't see it, and then you walk out of this basement, and there is just a plot of land that essentially has sunk, and there is no water. Now, it made for a hilarious viewing. So there were these ships on the shores, and essentially they are flipped upside down, but they're just floating there because they're not on water, which I found amazing. Essentially, the next quest as well that you have to do is go and save people who are drowning. Well, I think that they were just making it up because they clearly weren't drowning. They were just looking for the attention, in my honest opinion. But they didn't take into account the terrain, because it's meant to be underwater, so you can swim with a y-axis. You can just swim straight down, you can swim straight up. But the land itself is so jagged that there was one path through to the survivors, and it was like a jumping course. Like, you're having to jump through these like dangerous objects and not jump off and fall off the map. Now, a load of people have obviously fallen off the map, and there is no way to get out. You have to die and res with the spirit healer. A lot of people have jumped down and just stood there and like complained that they're getting stuck. Like, come on, use your brain, Hearthstone, just somehow use the unstuck feature, you know, either or do anything like that. But no, they're just sitting there complaining, which I find hilarious, by the way. But yes, that isn't necessarily up to working standards yet, but I think that that is very simple to fix. I think that is very much, oh, at this point we put water in, like that's it. I'm hoping that that's a simple version from what I'm getting in terms of the coding process of that. But at the same time, the only other noticeable bug that I found was the one where you are fighting your way through the city to reclaim it, and the item that you use to rally the Gilneans, it can be used on Sylvanas herself, and it will heal her to full, essentially. So that's the only other bug that I found, and it's one that is very niche and needs to be looked into, I would imagine, and hopefully that's not too big of a deal. But they are the only two things that I found. Again, you might think that they're glaring, like a massive bugs, and they shouldn't be in the game. To me, they are very simple bugs that can be fixed and that they will look at the very end when everything is pretty much in place. When the core, functionalities of the game are in place, that's when they'll look to fix these smaller bugs, in my honest opinion, because they're easier to do. And I think that's the best way to go about it, because they are the glaringly obvious ones that I found out. And they are, the obvious ones are probably easier to fix. The not so obvious ones, actually, I did find one, and I would like it brought to Blizzard's attention, because it's a class that I am going to be playing in Cataclysm Classic, and I would like for it to work. Star Surge for Moonkins, Druid Moonkins, is not generating any solar or lunar astral power, either way. So it's meant to generate 15 astral or lunar, whichever benefits you more, but it is simply generating zero. Now, I'm hoping you just simply change a number for that, but I do want that brought to the attention of Blizzard, because I want to play a Boomkin. I don't want it to be bugged. Please fix it. That's all I'm asking. I've been playing tank throughout the entirety of Wrath of the Lich King. I want to play Boomkin. I wanted to play Boomkin in Wrath, but for the guild, I tanked. I want to play Boomkin, and I want to make sure that it's not bugged. Thank you, Blizzard. Ultimately, I'm loving Cataclysm Beta. I think that the leveling, which people say, oh my god, it ruined leveling. I'm leveling at the same pace that I leveled in Wrath of the Lich King, in my honest opinion. Maybe a tiny bit faster, but honestly, it's nothing too major. You wouldn't even bat an eyelid that you're leveling faster. The streamlining of quests, I think, is a lot more enjoyable. The only thing that I will say is some zones are not as enjoyable as I prefer to their old counterparts. So, Darkshore, I did actually prefer the old Darkshore, because I had a certain system when it came to the old Darkshore. The new one, I find it lacks a few quests. I don't necessarily enjoy that. I enjoy the shit show that is, oh, I just have a random level 18 quest at level 11, okay? Well, I guess I'll get back round to that. That's what I kind of enjoy about that. But for the most part, I think the zones are a lot better. I really, really do. I need to test out some of the zones, obviously. Some map issues that are buggy as well. Like, I can view the old Stranglethorn Vale, which shouldn't be a thing, because there's two Stranglethorn Vales now. There's the Caper Stranglethorn and Northern Stranglethorn. And when I click on the Cape one, you have this giant water vortex in the middle of Stranglethorn. And then when I click on the north side of Stranglethorn, it's the old map, like classic map, which I find quite funny. But yeah, these are very small bugs and something that will be obviously picked up along the way. But I honestly think Cataclysm is in a very good spot. There is obviously stuff like skill, weapon skills in the game, but the core fundamentals of Cataclysm hasn't been added in yet. You can tell this because it's level 1 to 80 that they're testing at the moment, leveling-wise. And there isn't much like Cataclysm stuff going on so far, apart from the Worgen and Goblin-like stuff. So I would think with the next iteration or update of the Cataclysm beta, you're going to be seeing a lot more of the Cataclysm ideals coming out, such as no weapon skill. Maybe we can start leveling in, say, Hyjal or Deepholm. They bring out like one of the zones each time. They fix several of the bugs or the big known issues. Maybe they do stuff like that. They do it zone by zone each time that something else comes out, or that something else is ready. And that's what I kind of hope, because there's not that many new zones. There's Twilight Highlands, Vashir, Hyjal, Oldham, Tol Barad. And I think that's it. Yeah. Yeah, so there's like several new zones. So hopefully over the course of like a few weeks, we're going to be seeing, you know, a couple zones released each time, ready for testing, as well as the core fundamentals of Cataclysm come out. So two zones come out with transmog, or two zones come out with reforging, you know, stuff like that. And then they've got the raids to test as well. They do have the raids to test. So the first raid from what, or the first raids are the Onyxia and Nefarian one. I forget the name of it. Bastion of Twilight? No, it's not Bastion of Twilight. Blackwing Descent, that's it. You have the Vortex Pinnacle. I don't think it's called Pinnacle. I think it's called something else, Vortex something. And then you have the Tol Barad Dungeons, which is Vault, essentially, from Wrath of the Lich King. It's a lot of PvP gear in there and stuff like that. But yeah, hopefully we'll get more and more as Cataclysm goes on. I think it'll be very good. It looks in a decent state at the moment. There are very small stuff that needs fixing, but I wouldn't imagine they take too long to figure out. If people are reporting the bugs, obviously it will help them out a lot. Some people might be reporting stuff that they might not know. I'm pretty sure I saw someone report something that was actually correct and they just didn't realize it. They don't help, but they don't know any better if it is a bug or not. So it's better to report something if you think it's a bug, rather than not report it at all, because you might be right, you might be wrong, who knows. I think over the course of this week, we've gotten a lot of info with regards to the latest World of Warcraft, the content update, the beta going out to a lot more players. We're getting a lot of stuff done. I think a lot of people are in that sort of mode where it's like, oh, I'm done with Wrath of the Lich King. Like, it's been going on for so long, which I completely understand, to be honest. I think that Wrath of the Lich King is a very good expansion, but you can't keep people on the same expansion for years. Think of it like Call of Duty. If you were stuck playing the same Call of Duty for years upon years without them updating the game or changing it, would you still enjoy it? A lot of people would. There would be a group that still enjoy the game, but a lot of people would slowly get bored and be like, oh, well, this is just all the same as it was. This is, like, stupid. And which is fair enough, in my honest opinion, because you want stuff that's evolving and growing. Like, that's just what we want. That's the gaming that we've grown up with now. It's very much, you want something that's constantly, you know, being tended to live service-wise, and you want it to be constantly growing. Obviously, there are some games, single-player games, God of War, etc., that, you know, you just accept that it is story player, and it's or story, and that's all you're getting. You can get DLCs later on down the line, which they have done with Valhalla for God of War. Elden Ring's getting a new DLC, which is really good. You know, all of them sort of things do get DLC updates, but with WoW, it is a living, breathing game, and it does need constant attention. And if you don't give it attention long enough, the player base will start to be a bit annoyed that there isn't much going on. But at least it's looking good. We're getting info on the stuff, which is good. That's what I want. That's what I think most of the player base want. We just want info on stuff. Like, oh, okay, the next patch or the next content, the next event, whatever it might be, is out next week. You know, I would like a little bit more earlier notice for that, but maybe they're hiding the like content for certain reasons. Who knows, to give it as a bit of a surprise. But they did mention that Season 4 will be several weeks after that. And then if you look at the roadmap, in between that, we will have a War Within Alpha, which they have not updated the roadmap, but I imagine that we are still going to get that, which will be amazing to see. But that is where I will end it this week. Thank you all very much for listening. As always, do check out the socials down below. Constant stuff happening over there. Thank you all very much once again, and go with Valor, friend. Goodbye, all.